We start hour number two by having a conversation with the head basketball coach at Wake Forest. He was named head coach last month. 130 wins in five seasons as head coach at East Tennessee State. He led ETSU to a pair of conference championships. Wake Forest was 13-18 last season. We are joined by their head coach, Steve Forbes. Steve, before we get into the opportunity in front of you at Wake Forest, let me first ask you, how are you and everybody around you doing as we deal with COVID-19, Steve?
Well, Jim, thanks for having me on, man. It's a pleasure to be a second-time guest. You know, the first time was awesome, but the second time will hopefully be even better. We're doing fine. You know, probably like everyone else, we've been very cautious, and my family and I. And, you know, we made the NCAA tournament, as you said, on a Monday. At least we were named to the NCAA tournament after winning the title. And three or four days later, it was canceled. And basically, I stayed home for about 6 weeks, you know, and then my world got turned upside down when I took over a head job in the ACC during a pandemic. And actually, I think yesterday or the day before was the first time I think I've been in a restaurant maybe since the end of February, maybe early March. I couldn't remember. So we're doing good and you know, being cautious, trying to make sure we stay safe.
Steve Forbes joining us. You know, Steve, you mentioned it's your second time appearance in the jungle. First time you and I spoke was back in 2017, and I'll mention that in a minute. But just to follow up on what you said it was the first time you've been in a restaurant since February. I myself have not done that yet. What was that experience like?
It was a little surreal. And you know, I was, I guess, a lot more cautious than I ever have been when I went into a restaurant. I kind of avoided it. I've been going back and forth between North Carolina and Tennessee since I changed jobs. So I went back to Tennessee a couple weeks ago and weekends ago, and it had opened up, and I didn't go. And then last Friday, I went out for breakfast, and you know, it was just a little, it was a little strange to kind of see everybody kind of sitting that far apart, and kind of, you know, people wearing masks, you know, serving you, and you know, it went fine, but it was just a little odd to be back in the public eating when I hadn't done that in so long.
Sure. Wake Forest head coach Steve Forbes joining us. Also odd is making a career change, not a career change, but a job change in the midst of a pandemic. So what was it like to go through a hiring process and change jobs in the middle of a global health pandemic?
Well, it was different. You know, actually everything was done, you know, by Zoom. And, you know, Romy, when I was growing up, Zoom was a PBS television show you watched after Sesame Street. I didn't have any idea what Zoom was, and but it was a very inclusive process. Talk to the AD, talk to donors, talk to provost, talk to dean, talk to Chris Paul, Tim Duncan. It was very it was interesting. It was a very, you know, a lot of times when you go through these things, you meet maybe just the AD and his associate AD. In this situation, it was a lot of people in a matter of about 48 hours. And then, you know, by Thursday, I was the head coach. And so it went pretty fast, but it's tough. I mean, when you can't reach out to your own players and talk to them and introduce yourself and meet them and work them out and do the things you would do if in a normal situation, plus recruit, you know, everything is done by the computer or by the phone, which it's tough to develop relationships that way.
Wake Forest head basketball coach Steve Forbes, my guest. And listen, I mean, that's really heady stuff. Tim Duncan, Chris Paul, Wake Forest has got this amazing tradition on paper. It would seem like it would be an absolute no-brainer. But at the same time, I know how much you enjoyed your time at East Tennessee. As you've said, even going down to the Dunkin' Donuts to get your coffee. So was that a no-brainer, or was that a difficult decision? And then how'd you go about making it?
Well, it's hard to walk away from something that you love. You know, and I'd had some opportunities over the past 5 years to leave, but it just wasn't the right time or the right fit for me. And, you know, Coach Greg Marshall, I know, who's been on your show many times, and I worked for him. He always told me, don't mess with happy. You know, and I was very, very happy. But when you really go through this process and you really start to really analyze the situation, and first of all, it's, you know, it's in the ACC. Come on, it's, you know, traditionally the best league in America. You have a top 30 academic institution in the country. you have an NBA level practice facility that was just opened. And like you said, it has this tradition of winning and great players. It really had a lot in common with ETSU on a different level when I went there. They'd had a lot of tradition, a lot of success in the past. It just needed a spark. You know, it needed some hope. It needed some life. And so when I really analyzed it that way, it really was a no-brainer. And, you know, for a guy from Lone Tree, Iowa, you know, graduated with 32 people, to be the opportunity to be a head coach in the ACC, there was just no way I could not do that.
See, Steve, this is the point that I was going to make. Like, when you made reference to Greg Marshall, for those who do not know your background, they might think, oh, well, that makes sense. He was Greg Marshall's guy. But the fact is, you and I spoke back in 2017 when you were taking ETSU to the NCAA tournament. We did talk about your journey at that point. We talked about the stops that you had, places like Southwestern Community College, Barton County Community College. You mentioned Lone Tree. Lone Tree, Iowa is not that big. When you consider the path that you took, when you consider where you started, what does it mean to you to be in the ACC and to be where you are right now?
Well, it means everything, and I think it's made me who I am. And I really honestly wouldn't trade it for anything, Jim, you know, to have to do that and work your way up. You know, I use baseball, you know, a lot as an analogy. You know, a lot of people want to hit a single and land on third base. You know, I had to work my way around the bases and learn my craft. And a lot of times you learn from adversity as well and things that didn't go right. And I've been able to enjoy both winning and adversity. And I mean enjoy because I think you learn and you move on. And so all those things made it really special, you know, to have this opportunity until I went on my first head coach's Zoom meeting. And there was Coach K and Coach Williams and Coach Boeheim and Tony Bennett and on and on and on. And I was like, well, a little bit different level of coaching here now than maybe what the old SoCon or there's some great coaches in the SoCon or even JUCO level. These are Hall of Famers, you know, so that was a little surreal. But I'm excited for the opportunity and excited for the challenge. And I really think this is a great program. It needs a breath of fresh air, and that's what we're here for.
We're talking ball. We're talking life with Steve Forbes. He is the head coach of Wake Forest. So as long as we talked about Lone Tree, I mean, never mind basketball. You worked on farms in Lone Tree. You worked at a McDonald's. What did you learn about work ethic in Lone Tree?
Well, you get what you deserve in life most often than not, you know, when it comes to work, you know, and that's the way the game of basketball is. You got to put the time in to get the results. And so you basically learn an honest day's work, you know, and when you grow up in a farming community like that. But it's a special place because it's only about 10 miles southeast of Iowa City. And so you have the University of Iowa there as well, you know, to enjoy and to be around. And that's where I picked up the love for the game was going. You know, Lute Olson was the coach at Iowa when I was growing up, and I used to go to the field house and play, and then I'd watch the Hawkeyes practice. And Ronnie Lester was my favorite Iowa Hawkeye, and they went to the Final Four in 80, and I just, you know, grew up loving the game of basketball because of, you know, where I grew up. And so all those things, you know, go hand in hand. And I did work at McDonald's, and, you know, I used to serve the players on Sunday night. They'd come in to eat. And I'm probably the only head coach in the ACC that's worked at McDonald's and signed a McDonald's All-American. I can probably promise you that.
It's the best.
But you know, you've probably heard, I have made a living, you know, recruiting Burger King All-Americans who want to kick McDonald's ass. So, you know, we'll take them both here. You know, we might even take some Zaxby's or some Bojangles. But, you know, we're going to get some good players that play hard and want to win.
Let me tell you something, Steve. My first job ever was at In-N-Out Burger, and it kicked my ass. And I learned the meaning of hard work, and I learned how it's the great equalizer, man. It just does not matter. It does not matter. You do the job, or they'll find someone else who will do it for you. So I remember those times. I know exactly what you're talking about. Now, you and Raptors head coach Nick Nurse go way back. In fact, you offered him a job on your staff at Barton County Community College back in the day. How would you describe, and I love Nick Nurse, how would you describe the relationship the two of you have, and then what did it mean to you to watch him and your former player, Fred VanVleet, win a championship?
Well, I'm an emotional guy, and so I did not go to the game. I could have. I watched that championship game, and I cried, to be honest. And I cried for Nick as much as I did for Fred, but I know where Nick came from. You know, all these things that you and I are talking about, he experienced the same things. You know, starting in a small town in Iowa and working his way, you know, over through Europe and then back through the D&G leagues to the NBA assistant to being the head coach. And, it was an incredible experience for me and my family. We're not just professional friends. You know, we're friends. You know, our families are close. And, you know, last summer we had a great time. He threw out the first pitch. He's a diehard Cubs fan. My wife and my son, we went up and spent the weekend in Wrigleyville with him and his wife and kids and watched him throw out the first pitch, which he dialed one right down. He threw one right down the middle. I couldn't believe it, man. He went out there and just threw a seed. And, you know, just had a great time, hung out with Madden, went to his restaurant. Just had a good time. But Nick's, he's the salt of the earth. Obviously, tremendous coach, tremendous relationship person. And he's not afraid to roll the dice in the games. You know, he's kind of innovative in some ways. And you know, we talk all the time, and obviously I have a ton of respect for him.
Steve Forbes is my guest. He is the head coach of Wake Forest. Yeah, Steve, before I let you go, I want to ask you about the program, but I want to ask you this too. Like, clearly you had a plan. You worked that plan. I'm curious about mindset. For instance, when you're growing up in Lone Tree or you're coaching in places like Barton Community College, was the plan always to be to end up with the best of the best in the ACC, with guys like Coach K, Roy Williams, Leonard Hamilton, Jim Boeheim, and the rest of that group of legends? Is that what you were thinking back then? Was that the plan?
You know, Jim, I wanted to be a head Division I coach. There's no doubt about that. And I always dreamed it, and I think before you can do it, you got to see it and you got to dream it. You got to visualize it. Lack of a better term was that old 80s movie, Vision Quest. I think you got to think about it. And did I grow up an ACC guy? No. You know, I grew up in the heart of the Big Ten and at that time the Big Eight and then the Big 12. But to have it, to have this opportunity is, yeah, it's an opportunity of a lifetime and one that, you know, I don't take for granted. I get up every day when I put my feet on the ground and I get to work. You know, and we have a plan for success that has worked over time. And we're going to bring it here and do the same. And so, I think for sure that I dreamed to be a Division I head coach. I didn't know where that would be. I got lucky when I got East Tennessee State. And then we did, like you said, we won, you know, and we won 130 games in 5 years and other opportunities opened up, you know, and here I am at the age of 55. You know, I got a great opportunity, and I'm going to take full advantage of it.
I love it. Last thought. So when you look at the history of Wake Forest, when you look at the potential, does it feel like you are sleeping or on a sleeping giant that simply needs that spark?
Yes, for sure. You said it as best as I could say it, and that's what I've said since the day I've, you know, took over the job, is it's here. Everything is in place, Jim, to win. Everything. There's no excuses. You know, it's really getting really good players. And they're everywhere around here. And then you have the, you know, a lot of times it's basketball and books or books and then basketball. This place is books and basketball. You get them both here. You get a top 30 education. You get the number one league in the ACC. You got this tremendous facility. So there's no excuses. You know, you just got to go out and execute the plan and, you know, spread the word and have some enthusiasm about what you're doing, you know, and find the people that are committed, you know, to being great in the classroom and great on the court. And when you find those things, success is going to happen.
I love what I'm hearing. He is the head basketball coach at Wake Forest. He was named head coach last month. And as I mentioned, 130 wins in 5 seasons as head coach at East Tennessee State. You do something like that, you get an opportunity like this. Steve Forbes, my guest. Steve, congrats. I know you've worked your entire life to put yourself in this position. And I know you're going to take advantage of it. And once you guys get back to work in earnest and we see basketball the way we know it, we definitely have to have you back on the show.
I'd love to. And I really, really appreciate you having me on. And please stay safe, and when things get back to the new normal, we'll hopefully see each other.
You know it, Steve. I look forward to that. Great to have you. Congrats. Steve Forbes, head basketball coach at Wake Forest. I love that conversation. I love the conversation because I love those interview guests who are present, focused, enthused, want to be there, want to talk ball, want to talk about their school, mean it. He's all those things. Steve Forbes.